You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Sensex and Nifty ended higher ahead of the US Fed rate decision. This and other headlines are what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian equity markets ended in the green today on the 18th of September ahead of a widely expected rate cut by the US Fed. The Federal Reserve will conclude its policy meeting later today in the light of conflicting economic data and constant pressure from the US government for interest rate cuts. Halting their losing streak of the last two consecutive sessions, equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty moved up, supported by gains in shares of select heavyweights including Reliance Industries, State Bank of India, and ITC. The rupee's rise against the US dollar and easing crude oil prices offered relief to market participants. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The correction in crude oil prices has definitely provided respite to investors. Nonetheless, geopolitical developments would still be among the key factors on investors' radar as any further escalation would have an adverse impact on markets and economy." Unquote. Brent crude fell by nearly 6% and erased some of the previous day gains after Saudi Arabia said that 50% of daily oil production has been restored after the drone attacks. So at the end of the day, the Sensex closed 83 points, or 0.23% higher at 36,563.88, with 18 stocks in the green and 12 in the red. Tata Steel, Vedanta, State Bank of India, Tech Mahindra and Bajaj Finance emerged as the top gainers in the Sensex kitty. On the flip side, ONGC, Yes Bank, Bharti Airtel, HDFC Bank and Sun Pharma settled as the top losers in the Sensex pack. The NSE Nifty closed with a mild gain of 23 points, or 0.21%, at 10,840.65. Among the 50 stocks in the Nifty pack, 33 closed with gains. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed the Sensex, closing 0.39% and 0.3% higher, respectively, barring BSE Telecom, which was down 0.43%, and Auto, which was down 0.1%. All sectoral indices logged gains. BSE Realty, Metal, and Oil and Gas closed 1.54%, 1.34%, and 1.1% up, respectively. Some stocks that were in the news today. Shares of cigarette company ITC rebounded from its 52-week low to close 1% higher at 239.60 rupees, while those of Godfrey Phillips gained 5.55% to 990.95 rupees on the BSE after the cabinet approved the ban on e-cigarettes. Shares of Bajaj Finance rose 1.47% to 3,415.05 rupees after the company's board approved the plan to raise 8,500 crore rupees. Shares of Mindtree climbed 2.77% to 699.35 rupees after the company announced the release of a blockchain-powered merchant onboarding solution for banks. After 9 successive sessions of gains, shares of Syntex Plastics fell 5% to get locked in lower price band at 5.33 rupees after the company informed that its CFO had resigned 2 days ago. Shares of Suntec Realty advanced 2.32% to 4.50.40 rupees after the company acquired a premium project in Mumbai. Shares of CG Power and Industrial Solutions declined 4.65% to 14.96 rupees after SEBI barred the company's former chairman Gautam Thapar from accessing the securities market. And finally, shares of state-owned gas distribution company GAIL gained 2.27% to 134.90 rupees after CLSA retained its bullish stance on better earnings performance in the second half of FY20. But some top news of the day. Of course, I'll be covering more of those on Stories of the Day. But quickly here, the Union Cabinet has approved a ban on e-cigarettes. The ban prohibits production, manufacturing, import, export, transport, sale or distribution, storage and advertisement of e-cigarettes in India. So it's bye-bye time for all those jewels of yours. The Supreme Court of India, meanwhile, has fixed 18th of October as the deadline to finish arguments in the Ayodhya land dispute case. And finally, Iran has sent the United States a diplomatic note denying any role in attacks on Saudi oil installations and warning of a response to any action, state media said today. What's been happening in the rest of the world's financial markets? Oil prices steadied as Middle East events kept investors nervous, while caution ahead of an expected US interest rate cut kept wider financial markets in tight ranges. European stocks were subdued, with luxury stocks one of the few sectors seeing activity, Reuters went on to report. Asian markets were tepid amid cautious mood as investors awaited a widely expected interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve, while a slew of regional central bank meetings kept a lid on risk appetite. Shanghai Composite Index closed 0.25% up at 2,985.66, while South Korea's Kospi climbed 0.41% to close at 2,070.73. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended 0.18% down at 21,960.71. Before I let you go, I have to tell you how things are poised for tomorrow, which is precisely what we'll do now. Nifty has formed a small body of a negative candle with minor lower shadow. This consolidation pattern has formed within a long negative candle of the 17th of September, which indicates a range-bound movement, and this raises hopes for another round of upside bounce from the lower levels. Nagraj Shetty, technical research analyst at HDFC Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "The index did not show any follow-through weakness after a sharp weakness of the previous session, which could be a relief factor for the bulls to make a comeback from the lower levels. Some more consolidation or a minor weakness is likely in the next 1 to 2 sessions before showing another round of upside bounce from the lows. Immediate support to be watched is at 10,750. Unquote. Well, that's it. Those were all the haps today on the 18th of September. On the Dalal Street and the Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world. Of course, the podcasts don't end here. As usual, there'll be stories of the day, which will come to you in just a little bit. Stories from the country and around the world. And on Digging Deeper, we'll be taking a look at the Saudi Aramco drone attacks and what it means for global crude oil prices. So do be sure to listen to those as well. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.